Chapter 9. He will vitalize your mortal body. And if Christ be in you, though the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life, the Holy Spirit gives it life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, vitalize your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. Paul the Apostle said, if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, that same Spirit will vitalize your mortal body. Even if your body had been paralyzed, if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead comes to dwell in you, he will drive away the paralysis and vitalize your body. If that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he will destroy the cancer. He will get rid of the tumor and drive every demon out of your body. If that Spirit dwells in your body, the HIV will leave, the diabetes will die, the deaf ears will be unstopped, and the blindness will go, because he will vitalize your mortal body. Hallelujah. That's why I'm telling you, your suffering is unnecessary. Your poverty is unnecessary. Your struggling is unnecessary. You don't need to struggle or suffer anymore. You don't need to be poor anymore. If that same Spirit lives in you, he will make you a success. Back in the days of the early church recorded in the scriptures, it was so important for people to receive the Holy Spirit. I wonder why so many Christians today seem not to care a hoot about the Holy Ghost. Many who have received him don't even know who he is. But thank God, through this audiobook, you're discovering who the Holy Spirit is and what he will do when he comes into your life. One of the things the Spirit of God will do in your life when he comes to live in you is to bring the fire and the glory of God into your life and to vitalize your mortal body. Stand upright on thy feet. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 11. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. In this portion of scripture, Paul was preaching at Lystra, and while he was preaching, there was a man listening to him, who was impotent in his feet and had never walked from birth. He sat there listening intently as Paul preached this same message of the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit that I'm sharing with you. When he heard it, he believed it, and Paul looked at him and said, man, stand up. Right away, the cripple sprang up on his feet and began to walk. Paul didn't have to pray for him. You see, if you're a child of God and you have the Holy Ghost, you don't need to be prayed for anymore. You have the eternal life of Almighty God traveling through your veins and the indwelling presence of His Spirit. That's all you need to overcome the devil, sickness, disease, and infirmity. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is the reason sickness shouldn't be able to travel through your body when you're born again, because your life is no longer the life of blood. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. But when you're born again, the life of your body is no longer in your blood, but in your spirit. Remember Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he gives life to your mortal body. So you do not live by blood anymore, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, who strengthens, energizes, and gives life to your physical body.